Now, 2 years ago, Baha'is from all around the world commemorated the bicentenary of the birth of Baha'u'llah. This was celebrated by the York Baha'i community with several events around the city. This year, they begin the week-long commemoration of the birth of the Bab, a forerunner of the faith, with a screening next week of a film in York's Everyman Cinema on Blossom Street. To tell us more, I'm joined in the studio this morning by Joseph Cleesby from York's Baha'i community. Good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
I've been asking you, while Elton John's been singing away there, I've been asking you 500 questions about the Baha'i faith, because I have to confess that, like many people in this country, I think it's just a great area of ignorance. I'm aware that the Baha'i faith exists. Mm-hmm. Start to tell me from the ground up what the Baha'i faith is about.
Well, to be a Baha'i simply means to serve all humanity, to love humanity and try to serve it and try and attain universal brotherhood on this planet. It's a universal faith, so it accepts people from all different backgrounds. It believes in one God, that man is one and that all the religions agree, but that as times change in society, we need new messages. And I think if you look at the state of society today and humanity, we can see that a new message might well be in need.
I think you might be right on that. Can I just move you ever slightly to one side, just so I can get you a little tiny bit clearer, more clearly. And what's the fundamental of the faith then? I mean, if you had to say that there was an overriding message or spiritual thing about being a Baha'i, unity seems to be very much at the centre of what you've just said.
Seems like you've picked up quite a lot then already. Yeah, unity is definitely the central tenet of the faith. I think that there's so many different difficulties in the world now that are so complex and so difficult to overcome and really understand. But I think if we approach them in a united manner, in our communities, in our neighbourhoods, in our countries, then we can try and overcome some of these difficulties. And I think that the main central tenet of the Baha'i faith is unity,
Where does the Baha'i faith come from? Is it a sort of specific geographically located faith?
Yeah, so it started in the mid-19th century in Persia, which is modern-day Iran, but it's a global faith, and there's now Baha'is in every single country all over the world. There's as many as 8 million Baha'is, and their friends are serving together in every single country on the planet.
Is there a holy book?
There is a holy book, Baha'u'llah, as you said earlier. He wrote our holy book called the Kitab-i Aqdas, the most holy book, which contains our laws, our spiritual teachings and our precepts that we try and live our life by.
And do you have a day of worship in the week? Like, you know, Christians sort of focus on we'll worship an early day of the week and are constantly worshipping, but Sunday is a special day.
Well, Sunday is a special day, for Christians, but the Baha'is, as far as I'm aware, don't have a particular day. We celebrate 9 holy days throughout the year that we have that are connected to the lives of the central figures of our faith and special events. And we also gather for prayers as regularly as possible with our friends and family in our home.
Family you just mentioned there.
Yeah.
Is it a thing that you get from the family, or do you decide to be a Baha'i as an individual?
Well, I owe a lot to my family for learning about the Baha'i faith, but it's really a faith where you're encouraged to independently investigate and learn about it for yourself. So it can be connected to family, and we know that family is the building block of society. It's a really important space, but many different people from different families are Baha'is as well.
And is it a growing faith in the world?
Well, it's as I've stated, there's 8 million people that are Baha'is in a short period, relatively short period of time. It's only been less than 200 years since the faith started. So it's grown a lot in that period of time. And really, Baha'is are so open-minded from what I can say, and really want to work with people of all different backgrounds. So it's not just about numbers and about getting people to become Baha'is, but just how can we solve some of these difficulties in society today?
Coming from where the faith comes from, coming from the Middle East, you say its origins are in Persia, modern-day Iran. Is there a link to other faiths from that part of the world, to Islam?
Yes. Yeah, so, well, Baha'is essentially believe that we're linked with all the faiths, the major faiths in the world, and that they're unfolding chapters of the same book. They bring the same spiritual teachings, and these spiritual teachings are needed for humanity to develop, but also social teachings need to change, and the new social teachings are needed for today in this world. So we're connected to all the other faiths, and we respect and follow all the major prophets like Christ and Muhammad, Buddha and Krishna.
Really? So that you it's very eclectic then, to use that posh word, isn't it? You're unlike some faiths which say, I'm sorry, but you know, we don't take on board the words of your prophet. We don't take on board the words of your holy book. Baha'is deliberately and actively do share and take and learn from other faiths.
Well, my understanding, Jonathan, is that there is only one faith from God. It's one unfolding faith, and that the Baha'i faith is the most current chapter of that faith. So to contradict each other is to contradict ourselves, because they bring the same spiritual teachings. I can't find many contradictions between these different faiths and the spiritual teachings of love, of brotherhood, of peace. So yeah, we believe in the same things.
That's extraordinary, because we do actually live in a world sometimes where faith groups will say they respect one another, but you do actually get the feeling a lot of the time that they are, they're dead set against one another and what each other believes.
And that's not just in faiths, is it? That's in our political beliefs and all these kind of different things we can get. If you look for differences, I think you'll find them. But if you look for sameness and for unity, I think we can start off there. It's a good place.
Tell me about this film that's being screened at the Everyman.
Yeah, so the Baha'i community has developed a film called Dawn of the Light, and it's really talking about some of the major difficulties that there are in society today, like racial prejudices, inequalities in the world, extremes of wealth and poverty, some of the nationalism, all these different divisive forces, and how the teachings of the Bab really put into practice through the lives of certain individuals are trying to overcome some of these difficulties. So it's a real open exploration of the teachings of the Bab in the present day and how it's affecting people's lives.
If people want to come and see it, if they've been fascinated,
yes,
as I have, by what you've said this morning about a faith that's probably quite different to what many people know,
yep,
or actually the same as many faiths, in an odd way, different and the same. If they want to come along and see the film, how do they get tickets?
Well, people are more than welcome to come along, but there'll be limited seating, as I'm sure you're aware. So it's at the Everyman Cinema. It's 6:30 for a 7 o'clock start on Tuesday, 29th October. And if people want tickets, they can go to York Baha'is on Facebook, and it's the top event on that site. So just go York Baha'is Facebook and register for that event there.
Joseph, it's been interesting to meet you this morning. Thank you very much indeed
for
sort of explaining an area of faith that perhaps, well, certainly I didn't know much about. I'm guessing that many people in North Yorkshire didn't know much about this morning. Joseph, please, be nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed for your time.